A development consultant and policy analyst, Tugbe Chali, says he partially agrees with Professor Kwesi Yanke's recent suggestion on the duration of the SHS program because although this vision is tenable, it has its own problems. According to him, if adopted well, the well-endowed schools would be pressurized. Tugbe Chali, who is also Dufia of Abutia, called on the Education Ministry to revisit Professor Jobo's recommendation on education reforms. He said all schools should be made to run the same period and program without any discrimination. Tugbe Chali, however, suggested that the students who are good and obtain distinction should be allowed to do a three-year program, while those who obtain lesser grades be made to do a four-year program. He spoke to George Ankra.
I will agree virtually with Professor Yanka on many of the suggestions, but not on some of the suggestions. Actually, the current three-year fixed program is having certain problems. Though it has some advantages, there are certain disadvantages as well. But I think instead of the four-year and the three-year being run simultaneously by the well-endowed schools and then the less-endowed schools, I don't think is the way to go because it will bring more of the already existing pressures onto the so-called well-endowed schools for so many reasons, because every parent and student will be loving to go to such schools and there will be so much pressure on them. It will also create a kind of unfairness and then a kind of supremacy feeling in the students and parents wherever school you are. If you don't have the chance to go to such well endowed school, it means you are inferior. That complex is not good to be felt by the student or the parent. Rather, if we can revisit what the late Professor N.K. Jobo propounded when the experimental GSS was being run, the results were used to determine who should go for 4 years and who should go for 3 years. I remember some of us who happened to go through such a system, after passing out, some people had a distinction and they were made to go to the secondary school, then form three. Then those who had non-distinction went to form two to run 4 years. And those who were coming from the middle school form four went to the form one of the secondary school. So now that the middle school is out completely, the system should remain as it was as far as the experimental GSS was concerned, which paved way for the current JSS system. So my suggestion is that it shouldn't be whether a well-endowed school or a less-endowed school, because that assumption was based on certain facts that every candidate in the well-endowed school passes better than those of the less-endowed school. For instance, Achimota or Presec, every student there passes better than a student from Abutia Sectech or Sandema Secondary School. I don't think it is so, because there will be a student from such less-endowed school that will pass better than the so-called well-endowed school. So, suggestion here is that the results should be used to determine who goes for the four-year program and who goes for the three-year program. Regardless of which school the person is entering, all schools should be let open for the three-year and then the four-year.
In our time, you are allowed to sit for common entrance either in Form 2 or Form 3, depending on your level of brilliance. Why would you not accept the fact that this concurrent program running would also give the same equal opportunity to people who are well endowed mentally?
I think the same thing is being run, but not on official notes. I know certain students who happen to be in their second year thinking they have that ability to write the final year. They used to register for the NOVDEC system, and many of them are doing well and they are passing. But what the education system intends to do is the continual assessment, which is to see to the student's other side apart from just being run through the academic aspect of education. So many other things come together to form part of the continual assessment. Based on that, they are not declaring this on official note that a student from the second year or the first year can attempt to write the final year and pass on. I think it would be a brilliant thing to come back officially. If they are able to work it out, it will help a lot so that those students that are brilliant and do not need to waste their time can run through the system.
The president of the National Council of PTAs, Alexander Yaudansu, said Professor Yanka should have held the bull by the horn because both the 3 and 4 year SHS programs have been practiced before. He said he would prefer a 4 year program to enable the students appreciate knowledge better before they proceed to tertiary institutions. Mr. Dansu called on government to come clear on the policy.
I think the professor spoke well. Actually, I didn't listen to the whole context of his address, but he spoke very well. But I thought he would have grabbed the bull by the horn, because we've tested the 3 years and we've tested the 4 years, and we saw the results for the 4 years, and we've seen the results for the 3 years. As a matter of fact, I think in 2009, there was a forum at Surgeons and Physicians and Surgeons Center there, of which they were going to cast the 3 years, the 4 years. It was there that we realized that during the PNDC time, they appointed a committee to look into the 3 years and the 4 years. And the committee came up saying the 4 years is the ideal for the Ghanaian student. And so they politely, you know, ignored the committee's report, and they instead, you know, started the 3 years. And currently, the 3 years the students are running, the courses are running, is only 2 years, 1 month. So the 3 years is not even enough for the student. So if the professor is saying some school should run for 3 years, 4 years, to enable us to know exactly what is happening, I was expecting that you would say the government should go for 4 years. Because the 4 years, even the former director general, Mr. Tetenyo, he himself agreed that 4 years was ideal for the Ghanaian student. But it's in the party's manifesto. We don't rule countries with party manifestos. We rule constitution. Ghanaian, you know, the education in Ghana is gradually sinking. And so the 4 years is ideal for Ghanaian students. In fact, that is the opinion of many parents, if I'm not afraid. It's up 95-98% want their children to pass and pass well. And the 4 years, you remember that the 4 years, some of the students even stayed at home for 2 years because everybody has passed. They all passed. And so it was up to the universities, you know, to, you know, regulate the intake. So, my brother, if you ask me, the 4 years is ideal. It's very good. That will be better for the students. Right now, the government is not supplying the textbook. The duration is too short. Initially, when the 4 year issue came up, they said the infrastructure was insufficient. But despite the deficiency in the infrastructure, students were able to pass because they were able to finish all the syllabus. But currently, the 2 years, 1 month, not sufficient. And that is why we are having a lot of students fail. So, we definitely have to go for the 4 years.
In effect, you are saying that it is not correct for school authorities to be given the laxity to determine whether they should run 3 or 4 years.
No, they should come from the government, because the previous government, MPP government, you know, before they were, the 3 years was running. And when they came, they introduced the 4 years. And Ghanaians agreed. And we realized that the 4 years was even sufficient for the students. Currently, the school authorities, they don't have power. The director general himself will agree with me that the 4 years is sufficient for the student. But because of his position, he cannot even mention it. He wouldn't even say it because he wants to save his position. Likewise to other headmasters, headmistresses, and all that. So the government should come out and say we are running 4 years and Ghanaians will be happy. As for school authorities, they have no power. They can't do that. They cannot say we are running this because they are also under somebody. They report to somebody. The Ministry of Education is there. GES is there. Ghana Education Service is there. And so the supervising ministry should be able to take the bull by the horn to say we are going 4 years.
The Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Students of Private Schools, Dr. Simon Gbene, commended Professor Yanka for his suggestion but expressed reservations about the proposed structure. He says that the need for cost analysis and the economic implications of his suggestion.
In fact, I've looked at the intellectual analysis he did. He's done a wonderful job, and I think I have to commend him for putting so much energy into that. But I may differ a little bit. In his analysis, he failed to look at the economic implications. In fact, Ghana is not a well-endowed country financially, and we have our bottlenecks. You remember when they implemented this four-year program? Students were packed in dormitories like chickens. In fact, the kind of condition they were living in was against their human rights. Therefore, I would have wished he had done a little bit of a cost analysis on the issue. I differ in the sense that even in his own analysis, he said that the three-year policy, students stay in school maybe 2.5 or maybe 2 years. So I would have wished that we should actually let students stay in school for the 3 years we are talking about, so that we can then do this analysis. Because the 4 years we are talking about, even in the 4 years, eventually students will be in school for maybe 3.5 or maybe 3.25. So it is not the number of years per se. We have to look at the preparation and availability of teachers and teaching and learning material. That's one thing. Anyway, I may say, in the eye of maybe politicians coming in and out, let's say some coming with 3 years, others coming with 4 years, then I would rather recommend a hybrid system, because the politicians, they just want to score their political points. And in that sense, maybe a hybrid system will save the day.
Nagra said, all along, his position on the duration of the SHS program has not been an issue. According to the vice president of the association, Angel Kabunu, what is important is the content, the environment, and appropriate curriculum, as well as teaching and learning materials for the secondary schools throughout the country.
Well, Nagra, to us, all this while we have been saying that the debate about duration is not, whether it is 3 years, whether it is 4 years, is not the issue. What we are saying is that the right environment for teaching and learning, the right teaching and learning material, the motivation that the teacher needs, and the encouragement that the teacher needs to deliver is the most important thing, and that is where the debate should be. So a lot of people go and dwell on 3 years, 4 years. We feel that they are sidestepping the actual needs that we have or we need in the education sector as far as the secondary school sector is concerned.
So for you, it does not matter whether they run 3 or 4 years?
Yes, the duration of any curriculum is determined by the weight and content of the curriculum. So for us, that is not the issue. The issue, you see, we are sidestepping the weightier matters for duration. There are a lot of issues that we need to look at if we want to improve education in this country.
And what are they?
Secondary education is not the only aspect of education we have in this country. We have primary, we have JSS, we have secondary, we have tertiary. So this whole duration thing for us, we think it has been overflown.
What are some of the issues that you think should be brought on board to make secondary education more relevant?
The issue to do with content, what type of education delivery are we doing? Are we producing people who have hands-on knowledge, practical knowledge, knowledge that they can use to produce something, or we are producing people who are just memorizing, chew, pass, and forget? Now, if we want also to give instruction to people to become hands-on people, the type of curriculum we have, is it appropriate? Do we have the teaching and learning tools to produce that type of student? Do we have the environment to produce that type of student? These are the questions that we need to ask ourselves, and these are the questions that we need to find solutions to.